Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about advocacy in real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We have had an interesting climate for compensation as realtors for a long time. We've had the transaction where the seller puts a relationship together with one realtor and provides compensation to the buyer's agent as a subcontractor in part for procuring the buyer.
Well, with a tax-deferred exchange, a broker will act as a listing broker or representing the seller and then turn around representing the very same person who has now liquidated their investment and act as a buyer's broker representing the buyer as they acquire the replacement property.
What I think is confusing is the relationship, the traditional relationship of real estate, where in RMLS we have a cooperative effort where the realtors work together to make sure that the entire market is exposed to their inventory completely. So we've got cooperating brokers who are looking at listings that I have been employed by the seller to sell, and they have a buyer that might be the right match.
And that is really critical because it does organize the real estate profession so that every property that is listed by members of the RMLS, the Residential Multiple Listing System, all of that inventory becomes exposed immediately on the open market to all other brokers who are a member. So it's the quickest way of getting full market exposure.
What I love about that as a realtor is I'm not standing on the Ford lot saying you are a Ford person. You may be a Subaru person, but whoever it is, I can matchmake you to any home in the marketplace. And even if it's for sale by owner or it's new construction built by a builder, you can do it right and have the counsel next to you. You've just got to make sure you've got a relationship with a buyer's agent who's solely your advocate in the process.
And that's so important. Understand who represents your interest and who might be representing somebody else's interest at the very same time. There's nothing wrong with it. It's legal to do that in the state of Oregon. Just be absolutely aware of who represents your interest.
And you want to make sure that your confidentiality is protected in those directions. So if you choose to work with a realtor that has been an advocate to the seller directly, you've got to recognize that they're not your advocate also, or they may be to some degree, but they're going to be limited by that dual relationship.
That's a tough situation. And just certainly the first thing and the most important thing to do is identify, do you have a conflict of interest? Now, if you don't, will you represent me?
That's right. Be sure to ask the tough questions before you're in love with the property and stuck on a direction that's uncomfortable and not successful. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.